And now, some tips for a spectacular autumn from a basic bitch.
Society loves trying to convince us that we're the only ones who love cozying up with a pumpkin spice latte and our favorite Charlotte Bronte novel. So I've decided to make a list of the top 6 things us basic bitches are looking forward to this season in the hopes that we can all unabashedly enjoy them together. Number 1, pumpkin picking. There are a few things I enjoy more than taking in the crisp Chicago air as I search for the perfect pumpkin so I can watch it rot for the next 5 weeks. Number 2, chunky sweaters. There is nothing better than an oversized wool sweater with a refined argyle print to dress up our fall wardrobe. For that chic editorial look, go for a size that covers your face completely, just like the Headless Horseman. Because what's more comfortable than hiding your dead, lifeless eyes from this cruel, cruel world? Number 3, football season. One of my favorite ways to ring in autumn's first chilly evenings is by baking my favorite football party food, like buffalo chicken wings, or buffalo cauliflower bites, or buffalo vanilla ice cream. Then, when our favorite team gets beat out of the playoffs, my friends and I love to drag my furniture into the street and set it all on fire in a blind rage. Number 4, Instagramming the autumn leaves during your strolls in the park. Nobody can deny that the color palette of Chicago in the fall is positively brilliant. Plus, if you're going to walk in the park by yourself, it's best to leave a digital trail of your whereabouts so the cops can have some leads to go off of when they search for your body later that night. Number 5, bonfires. Nothing says fall like grabbing your favorite pumpkin ale and snuggling around a bonfire with your sweetie to watch the sacrificial burning of your village's firstborn sons. Number 6, spooky manicures. With Halloween approaching, seasonal manicures are where it's at. You can even save money by skipping the salon and treating yourself to an at-home spa experience. To do this, simply slay your greatest foe with a machete, chop their lifeless body into chunks, and then let their blood air dry on your fingertips. Finish with a chip-free top coat of clear polish to lock in the rich red color of murder. Well, there you have it. I hope this list inspires you to go out there and live your best basic bitch life to the fullest, while you still can.
That's Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden, only from Memoriam Development in 2020.
WGLY!
My name is David, and I am unfucking relatable. Didn't mean to make it sound so, not erotic, but because that would be more like is that more like Christian Bale's Batman? It's hard to say. We're in quarantine, more or less. It has begun the beginning of the end. And what better time to bring back the show, I guess.
Right, because there's people need something to laugh about, right?
Yeah, I kept trying to find a good time to bring it back. That time never really manifested itself. So it's like, all right, well, everybody's fairly stationary. So you know, all the scheduling conflicts and everything that, you know, and just any other reasons like don't really matter anymore as to why we didn't start doing this. So the show, I don't know how by, the numbers or how regular, how the shows are going to be compared to past episodes. I don't know how many are just going to be, stories or as opposed to maybe just conversations because we can't all really talk to each other right now, in en masse. So, We'll try and still have some unrelatable stories and other things, but we'll probably have one today if we have time. With me today, and
I am Ashley, and I've been on here before. I think the last time that we did this, I was on here, right?
Maybe the last time we actually did one of these online. We were actually in the room at the same time.
We were at Nick's house, I believe.
Yeah, and that was the failed Germany experiment.
Yes, and that was the day I drank the whole bottle of Walking Dead wine. That was the day.
Yeah, and then drove all the way home. You were not super close to home either, so that was real impressive.
That's dangerous. Don't try that at home, kids.
Well, now you can. Now go ahead and try that at home, because
that's the only place you can go.
Yeah, unless you're me. I am not an essential personnel.
No.
Well, they say I am. My company. See, and I guess that's part of why I wanted to have you on today, is because you are doing those rants on the Memoriam Development YouTube page.
I am.
And I kind of...
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Oh, you're actually going to join in?
Well, you won't get host if I don't.
Oh. Well, we've been recording this whole time, so...
Oh, sorry. All right, then I'll leave.
Oh, no, that's okay. I mean, if you feel like sticking around, feel free.
I'm good. I'll cut out then. You guys can do your thing. I'll do my thing. Sorry to interrupt.
No problem, Patrick. It's good to see you.
Good to see you guys, too.
Hi, Patrick.
Hi.
So we're using Zoom meeting, and I am the host now.
Yeah.
But, Pat is setting these up for us, because he has a basically 24-hour limit on, we could do this for 24 hours without getting it shut down. I don't want to do that to either one of us. No offense, I don't want to talk to anyone for that long.
Yeah, no, me either.
Okay. But yeah, before we were, not rudely, it was just suddenly interrupted. So yeah, I work at a storage facility. Here it is behind me. I just remembered this is not going to be a video podcast. So never mind what was behind me. But yeah, you kind of, and actually you and other people that I'd spoken to kind of made me feel like a shithead for complaining about having to go into work.
Oh, no. I mean, like, and that was my thing. I definitely think that people who have to go to work should be complaining, should be asking for something. I totally agree with that. I just think it's like, okay, yes. But first, let's make sure that people who can't make anything get something too. You know, like, so this way, everybody, because people are, not in my case, like, I'm okay. I don't pay rent where I'm at. So that's not a big deal. But like, there's some people who do have to. That was my only thing. Like, no, I mean, I think that it's totally fair to complain. Like, I would be complaining too, you know?
Hey, but at the same time, like, you also said that, you know, people like first responders and those people, yeah, obviously those people have to, and they're not really getting anything extra. And not everybody is getting something extra. Like the liquor store across the street from here, those people are getting paid time and a half. I work there part-time. I'm not going in there.
No.
I'm not going, time and a half is not worth me dealing with all those people.
Well, for a job like that too, I don't know that time and a half is necessarily, for some people, it's still not very much, you know, it's still not.
I mean, I'm lucky in that, and actually this is kind of what I've come to realize, is that I'm lucky in that I work somewhere where they're telling us we don't have to have face-to-face contact with anybody during this time. Like, I'm basically locked in an office where I turn all the lights off.
And, yeah. Isn't that cool?
And if somebody needs something, they have to call me.
So, I think that's kind of cool.
It is. I've also decided that I'm not handling cash.
Yeah, I think that there was something where, and I don't know if places have done this, but there, someone I know who works for Starbucks said that at one point recently, I think last week, at their store anyway, they were considering telling people they can't use cash right now for a while. But I don't know if they've actually done that or not.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, because I don't know if you can literally say that. And we take checks here, but they come through the mail. Like, nobody comes into the office to fill out a check. So there's that. But I guess what I'm saying is, like, yeah, I kind of thought about all the people who really have to, and I'm just lucky that I'm, you know, getting paid. There's some people who aren't getting paid. Like, I mean, we know a lot of self-employed people.
Yeah. See, I'm not really self-employed. I'm like independent contractor, but with a company that's a substitute teachers network. So for me, getting unemployment wasn't really that hard to do because they say, oh, substitute teaching company, schools are closed, give her unemployment until they open. You know, I mean, they can go back and look at that. That's easy. People who are self-employed have a lot more to go through, I think, to get that approved, don't they?
I would assume so. But at the same time, those people who are actually in general, unemployment, and for me, I was on unemployment almost five years ago for 6 months. And holy crap, that set me back like 3 years for like, cause I was making decent money. I used to work at Everest College. I can say it now because they no longer exist, but I mean, I was only working 23 hours a week or something like that, but making a full-time wage. So I still work part-time somewhere else. 5 years later, I think I barely make as much as I made then.
Yeah.
And I work a whole lot more hours now. So yeah, it's, maybe not, because now I'm working like half days here because they'll have one person here half the day, one, and then I'm here the other half. So it's not really that bad, but I mean, in a way, it's kind of the job I've always wanted. I've been social distancing my whole life.
Yeah. No, a lot of people said that they're like, there's this meme going around where it's like, when you find out that your daily life was actually called quarantine, I'm like, oh gosh. Okay. I feel like there's just kind of no rules now. Like I feel like for people who do have to work, it's like, they're not going to be too hard on you because you're working. And well, people who don't have to work, you know.
If there's nothing to do, what am I supposed to do?
Right. Like, so they can't really yell at you much.
Right. Like we are supposed to just wipe stuff down when people are gone. Well, there's somebody here. And I'm not allowed to have face-to-face contact. So guess what? I'm in the office. I'm stuck here. So I figured if I'm here, it's private. I can podcast. I think that works out.
So my understanding with this whole coronavirus is this, correct me if I'm wrong, because it could be, is that you can be a carrier of it and still not have any symptoms of it, but still give it to someone else. Getting that?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why they tell the kids to stay home.
Because kids, yeah. And kids are always touching each other and drinking out of each other's glasses and just,
well, I was thinking more of teenagers and like older kids. But I guess, yeah, they are also touching each other and drinking out
of
each other's glasses. It's just far less innocent that way.
A little bit.
Yeah, when you're 10 and you're touching each other, it's fine. It's when Uncle Jeb gets in the mix that things get out of hand. what the hell were you talking? Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. Hell, as I sit here, I don't know if I have it. I've been sort of sick, but for weeks and weeks, like with a cold, not even like a cold, just post-nasal drip and that kind of thing. So like,
oh, well, I think that's more allergy type. It's like in the head.
Because I took if I load up on like Tylenol allergy, I feel a lot better.
Yeah. Cause see, that's the difference. Cause people were saying that too, it's going to be allergy season in a lot of states where the weather's going to change. And so they're trying to teach people the difference. It's like, okay, if it's all in your head, it's all head congestion. That's probably your allergies.
It's all in my head. Like I don't have the aches or if I did, I think I had it very briefly, maybe like a month and a half ago or something like that. I was supposed to, I have Crohn's disease. So I'm in the risk group. And right before my last treatment, I was like, oh, I have a fever. I can't go in. If I go in and get my treatment and I have a fever, I could die basically. Cause I'll just weaken my immune system that much more. So, but around then that, like, yeah, I had like, I didn't even know I had a fever, but I did. But nothing as far as that since then. So I don't know. I'd like to think I don't. I'm pretty sure I don't have it
And then I've heard that people who now looking back think they might have had it.
Yeah.
Like a friend of mine said, she thinks her 10-year-old, I don't know, not 10-year-old, not how old her son is, but that her son back in January had a really bad flu type thing. And she had to bring him to the hospital or to the doctor because he couldn't breathe properly because of it, because of the cough. Now looking back, they're like, oh, shit.
Right. That's the thing. We didn't really start to hear about this until February, but it was known about in December. So it's very, it's important that people had it beforehand and weren't even aware of it because it wasn't a thing.
It wasn't here yet in December, right? Or the tail end of December.
No, yeah, I don't know exactly. But hey, we're, as America, as we sit here now, we're number one. In most cases in the world, we did it.
Not what we meant when we said we wanted to be number one, but hey.
Are you sure? Because not to get overly political, Trump said it was no big deal. Don't worry about it.
And nobody worried about it. And here we are.
And he always wants the biggest numbers, the best and biggest of everything. So I think in a weird way, he's probably pleased. Although probably not having to sign off on $2 trillion worth of money to go to people.
Yeah. That took forever to pass because they weren't going to use it, right?
Well, yeah, they wanted to. They weren't going to give anything to small businesses or independent contractors or self-employed people. Basically, the people who need it the most.
And that's kind of crappy.
Yeah, they wanted to give it to the major corporations. This is the one bit of news I've actually managed to keep up on. They wanted to give it to the major corporations with no promise that money meant that they were going to keep people employed.
And that's how come? Was it Nancy Pelosi? She wouldn't sign it or something? And others?
There are others. But yeah, it was.
That's the one everybody follows mostly.
Yeah, because she's the feistiest little frail old woman you'll ever see. I thought nobody could be kind of as awesomely anti-Trump as Elizabeth Warren until I saw Nancy Pelosi at the State of the Union.
Yeah. She's very, very anti-Trump. But the most anti-Trump person, I think, in the whole, well-known person, I think, is still Robert De Niro. I think he still takes that title.
Oh, really? I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, yeah. I think he steals the title.
Our governor here, Jay Pritzker, is hot on his heels.
Yeah, well, somebody needs to be, because Trump's just like, I don't know. Do I want to give ventilators? Nah, I don't know.
I breathe fine.
Take care of it, bro.
Did you ever see Spaceballs?
Yeah.
I can imagine that, Trump doesn't want a ventilator because he's sitting in the Oval with a drawer full of that Perry air, the canned air that he'll just suck in himself.
He probably is. I want to prove that. I want to prove this. I have time.
I was going to say, so what other than the videos on YouTube, that's a Memoriam Development YouTube, Ashley Unfiltered. Was that your idea, the name?
Actually, it was Nick's idea.
Of course it was.
Yes, it was Nick. And then, I just sent him the videos.
Yeah, I kind of was like, seeing all of your social media stuff, so this is almost exactly 2 weeks for you of the quarantine.
Yes.
So I was just like, I feel like we had a meeting about this. What are we going to do because we do all these live shows that now are in limbo or canceled or whatever. I'm like, what are we going to do content? What are we? So I came up with a really stupid idea that I'm not going to do. And it was actually just a series of ways to waste people's time.
Of ways to waste people's time. Like, I love that.
Like I was going to, it was kind of become like, I was going to call it like a case for quarantine. And it was just going to be this weird video series where I just do shit that ends up, it's really stupid and waste people's time. So the first one I had was I was going to go to McDonald's. I was going to make an app order. And I was just going to order as many free condiments as I could.
I think that's kind of fun.
And see if they would actually bring them out to me.
They probably would.
I could go and sit in the mobile pickup line and just see 35 grape jellies, you know, whatever, and see if they bring them out. And if I had to order something, I guess I'll order like, you know, a McChicken for a dollar.
A McChicken and then get grape jellies. Now that would be really cool. They'd be like, what's this guy want with a McChicken and grape jelly?
Creamers for coffee. Yeah, just as many things as I could possibly add on there and see if they bring them out and then basically try and record the look they gave me or, you know, whatever. But then I'm like, okay, that's really just one idea. And it was a spur of the moment thing. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do it. Somebody else can listen to that and feel free to do it and let me know how it turns out.
Yeah. Because people will probably be so mad.
But seeing your daily stuff, I'm like, you know what? I bet Ashley has some stuff to get out of her head for a little while. So,
did you see the one that he posted yet? The one about people making unsolicited comments on social media stuff?
No, I don't know if he posted it yet. I know that two of them are up.
Okay.
And that you did a third already, right?
Yes. So he might not have posted the third one yet. But it was, you'll see it. But basically the premise is that I feel like people just say, people think they can say whatever they want to people on social media. And I don't really understand when that became okay.
Example.
So, well, you see it with celebrities all the time. They post something and people make comments like, ew, you shouldn't do that with your hair. You shouldn't do this. And you think it only would happen to them, you know, because people just are douchebags like that. But like,
well, you know what? Sometimes I feel like I have to correct people. There's this football player, Michael Brockers. He was supposed to be signed by the Baltimore Ravens, and they found he had a high ankle sprain or something. And because of Corona, they can't get a proper physical to rule to say like, okay, that's our, don't worry about it. So they backed out of his deal, and he went back to signing with the Los Angeles Rams. A long way, and this is a long way of getting to this. But I think on Twitter or Instagram or something, he's like, oh, you know, sorry about that, but you know, I'm going back to Cali, and then puts dash Biggie. What? No, that's an LL Cool J song. I mean, granted, that's like the mid '80s hip hop. Like Michael Brockers was probably not even born until the late '80s or early '90s. So whatever. But I'm like, that's definitely LL Cool J, but you know, whatever.
Well, yeah, that's.
But I didn't post it. Somebody else did.
But see, that's different though. That's more like, yo, sorry, girl, but this is actually what you're referencing, not this. That's cool. But like, so yesterday I had pizza for breakfast. I cooked a home run in pizza. That was awesome. It's the best thing ever.
So when you say morning, like, are you're keeping like regular hours during this? And
it was like 10:30 something maybe.
Oh, you know what? 10:30. McDonald's stops breakfast at 10 or at 10:30. So technically that's lunch. So pizza,
technically that's lunch.
So pizza, that's totally okay. I mean, I think people will say like 11 is technically lunch, but you know what? Anything is anything. Like you said, there are no rules. I believe I will eat breakfast at any time of day. I can eat pizza in the morning too.
Yeah, people eat breakfast like eggs and bacon and shit like that for dinner. So what the hell?
I make breakfast nachos sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Nachos in general, yeah.
And nachos are great because you can basically do anything.
You can. You can put anything on them. There's no rules.
I've made something that has, that people have witnessed it. They're like, that's disgusting. Or I'll make tuna salad and then put it on top of just nachos and cheese.
That's actually delicious.
Because I don't have, I either don't want or it depends. It's like, am I on a gluten-free thing? Like, okay, I don't have any bread.
So, yeah.
But I still want tuna salad, so I'll put it on nacho chips.
That's an idea.
Nacho chips are that, like, are that that other canvas. It's kind of like how, was it Taco Bell that was like, get stop. Something about buns, like where you're like, you know, to get out of the I don't know what they called it, what their slogan was, but it was like, get your head out of your buns or something. It wasn't that, but it was something like that.
That's good. Oh, yeah. I want Taco Bell now. I wonder if they do delivery.
Think outside the bun, not get your head out of your buns. I think that one's better. I think they should.
I was gonna say, I think get your head out of your buns is, I mean, especially if you see some people's like social media posts these days, it really applies.
But anyway, so you were saying the home run in pizza.
Oh, so I posted it on my story on Instagram and Snapchat. And someone who I'm friends with on Snapchat sends me this thing. He goes, no, don't eat that. Cook yourself something else, something proper. I know you're capable. And I go, thank you so much for the unsolicited opinion of the day. I really appreciate it. Also, I'll eat what I want. Be blessed. And that was it.
It wasn't even just like, oh, that's not super or something like that. That's flat out telling you you can do, yeah. Like he actually said, you can do better than this.
Yeah. It's like, I just wonder, it's like shit like that where I'm like, why do you care though? Like, why?
It's such like, a trivial life choice.
Yeah. It's just like, why? It's like, to me, it annoys me because it's like, why do you care? Like, what do you care that I'm going to have pizza? Like, why, what do you care? Like, that's all I could say. It's like, I don't understand why that is material to you in any way. Like, I don't understand why that was any, I just don't understand why it was necessary to make the comment.
You probably notice it more now because of the quarantine, but
much more,
but that's not unique. I mean, people have been like this all along.
Oh yeah.
Shitty. Which again, why I've been practicing social distancing for a better part of my life. That's the same kind of guy too, who like, you take a picture with somebody or something like, and you would just jump to some conclusion or something like that. Or like you're a big Walking Dead fan. So like, say you're taking a picture with that Jeffrey Dean Morgan or something like that. And you'd be like,
which I did do, by the way.
I know that I'm picking the example, but then like, you just mentioned like, oh, he's such an attractive man or whatever. And then, like that same guy would be like, oh, he's way too old for you or something like that. As though you were just going to like marry him or something right then and there.
Oh yeah. No, that's, I've had to say that to people before. Although that actually has happened. Oh, he's too old for you. I go, yeah, you know what? Thanks for letting me know. Cause I was totally going to marry him tomorrow. Really glad you brought that up.
You know, that was sort of a ludicrous example that I was making. I didn't actually think somebody said that, but.
Oh yes, they did. Oh, of course. Of course. I was like, damn, I was totally going to marry the son of a bitch too. Sorry.
Now, what if I did that, but like the other way, where like I took a picture with like Billie Eilish and said the same thing? Would that be okay?
What do you mean? So
like if he's too old for you and I was like, oh, Billie Eilish, she's such a beautiful person. Like if I took a picture with her or something like that. And if somebody made that sort of comment to me, like, well, obviously I'm not going to, she's half my age.
Yeah. I would be like, yeah, it would just be inappropriate, like a weird comment to make. If I were you, I'd be like, really, idiot? Thanks. Like, because I didn't really know that. I'm really glad you're here to tell me. Like, you know, it's stuff like that where it's like, I'm so glad you're here to tell me things I already know.
Right.
Don't know what I would do without you. I've said that to people before, too.
Don't know what I would do without you.
So glad you're here to state the obvious for me. Thank you so much. I don't know what I would have done.
Is that when you unfriend them?
Usually they take care of that for me. Oh. after I'm kind of an ass to them.
Oh, good. I don't know if I've unfriended people, but I have noticed more and more that people have unfriended me and I don't know why.
Well, okay. That happens a lot, though.
I mean, it could be you just deactivate your account or whatever, but then, because it's not like I'm looking, but then all of a sudden, like, I'll see somebody pop up somewhere. I'm like, hey, what the fuck? I used to be friends with that person.
Yeah, I've had that happen, too.
And do you ever wonder? I always, I kind of am, I'm curious what it is I said or did. And then, but I'm curious because, not because it's like, oh man, I'm going to change my ways. No, I want to keep doing it. Or I want to know what it is so I can be like, wait, that? You're so fucking petty or something like that.
Well, yeah. And then, so there's another example of that that's happened in the quarantine. I posted this. It was the status. So after our governor and President Trump got into a thing on Twitter, and I want to say that Mayor Lightfoot did too, but yes. I don't know. Anyway, yes. And I posted that article about that. And basically my caption was just like, okay, dude, people are just asking you to be president. You want to be president, now just do the thing. Do the thing. And there's this whole thing started, this whole thread of just like people commenting started, and it was...
Yeah. You can.
My friend's dad, who's always been a very hardcore Republican, which fine. And then some other people jumped in too. There was one of my cousins who is definitely 100% not a Trump supporter. I thought it was somebody else who was a Trump supporter. Well, for like 3 days though, this kept going on, this commenting. So I just like, I didn't argue with anybody on there. I just removed the post then, you know, and then one of the people did message me. They're like, oh, you removed the post from earlier. And I was like, yes, this, you know, sorry. It just too much going on with that. I didn't want people to keep fighting on there. Still this and this and that. She's like, oh, no problem. So I look later at my friends list and the same thing happened, not the friends list, but the people you may know thing. And this guy, my friend's dad, shows up on there. And I'm like, oh, I thought we were already friends. Well, he deleted me, apparently unfriended me over this post. I'm like, wait, I didn't even say anything to you though, dude. Like what? Like stuff like that too, where I'm like, I mean, what, I'm not going to say anything to him about it. It is what it is. But it's like, I did not say anything to you. So I'm very confused.
It's a problem with that conversation, or, you know, that subject. People don't really want to have a conversation. Like they talk, like we're at the stage where anybody can, basically do anything or say anything, but nobody is really willing to have a conversation. They have their thoughts and their beliefs and they're not budging. Nobody actually wants to try and find a middle ground or find a compromise. Everybody just digs their heels in more. Technology where, yeah, we can have this conversation on, you know, over the web, but it's also made a bunch of internet tough guys.
It has, yeah.
It's pretty disgusting. Like I'm not somebody who, believe it or not, I don't like to argue with people. I used to do it. I've been in relationships where we've argued a lot, and I realize, and I used to think, because like that's when your blood starts to boil, and you're like, oh, so this is like passion. This I care enough to argue about this. Wait, no, that's not what that is. That's just unhealthy.
Right. It's like, that's not what that's about. Yeah.
Yeah. So I try in general not to really, but I will admit that sometimes I'm like a sniper. I will take a pot shot and just leave.
Yeah, I'll do that sometimes too.
Sometimes it's like, I'm just trying, but sometimes it's just to incite and just the a-holes who won't listen to reason.
Kind of what this was too. I'm like, you people don't like, the people who super hardcore believe in him don't. I mean, they're not, no matter what you say, even if it's facts about him, they're not going to listen. So that's why I didn't say anything. I'm like, I wanted to tell the other one that was arguing. I wanted to be like, honey, they're not going to listen to you. So just stop. Cause it's not, you're not going to change their mind. They're not going to change yours.
It's not worth it. I haven't voted since the first Obama election.
Oh, that was 2008. I believe it was the first year that I was able to vote. I think it was. How old am I now? Yeah, that was.
And I know that people tell me all the time the otherwise, but I've always kind of just felt like, well, it doesn't really count. But I also try and stay out of these arguments. Well, you don't vote. You don't get to have a say.
Who made up that rule? So who decided that? Like, that's what I want to know.
Well, a lot of people vote and tell people that you don't vote. They tell you, well, you didn't vote, so you shouldn't have an opinion. And, you know, fine. I honestly did not think in a million years that Donald Trump was going to get elected. My vote wouldn't have changed that because Illinois was Hillary town anyway. But I wasn't going to vote for her either. So I just decided that I'm abstaining.
Well, I had friends who wrote in Bernie Sanders' name again for that election, which also wasn't, but that's the thing too. Like, you know, someone else said, okay, well, that also doesn't count.
It's getting Hillary's votes, you know, whatever. But it's like, I've always felt like we shouldn't really have only two people to choose from anyway. I mean, I have a friend who voted for Ralph Nader 3 times. Like, okay. Talk about wasting a vote. But, you know, I remember when he got elected, or I tried to play devil's advocate with it. And I'm like, I wonder, maybe this is all just to get the group and the Christians and basically all the people who are wrong with this country to vote for him. And then all of a sudden he'll just pull the rug out from under them.
Well, he got the Christians because of Mike Pence.
Yeah.
Right. Because Mike Pence is a super like.
Mike Pence is also the greatest bulletproof vest he will ever have.
Yeah. That's true. Yes. Yes, that's true. He must have known that, right? He had to have known that.
That should be, I mean, that's really the key. Like, you shouldn't have a likable running mate if you're going to run for president. Because if they're liked too much, you got to watch your P's and Q's. But I always thought, like, maybe, you know, maybe this is all just an act. I mean, the guy was on TV for how many years? I don't know.
And, you know, he had that show.
Yeah. I was hopeful that all of a sudden he would just be, I don't know why I thought he'd be reasonable. But I mean, it wasn't like a real thought. It was more like it was just a hope, I guess. But,
you know. Well, he was fine as a reality star. I didn't have any issue with him then. He was fine. I mean, it wasn't. Yeah. I mean, that's like, I'll watch like Teen Mom, but do I think any of those girls should necessarily be president? Probably not. I mean, not that I think that any of them are stupid. I just don't think any of them should be president.
Do you think any of them should be parents?
I think they're good parents. So a majority of them, there's like a couple of them that are like, there's one that's majorly just got a lot of problems, but no, the rest of them have pretty much grown into it and are doing a good job. But
I can't do that. I can't watch those.
Yeah. I mean, most of them have grown into being pretty good parents. It's just some haven't. And I think that's just the ones who never would have been, regardless of when they got pregnant. They were just probably not going to be cut out to be parents. But yeah, no, majority of them are okay.
Even if there's quarantine forever, I'm not going to watch that show.
You know, somebody said that about Friends today, and I got very upset.
Like, if everything we have now is all we're ever going to have,
that would be some crap.
Yeah, like, well, television and film would be total bullshit. Podcasts would be it.
Podcasts would be it. So we would probably be the, like, the TV and movie stars, like how they are now. That's what we would be.
It's like, you ever see The Invention of Lying?
No.
It's a Ricky Gervais movie. He basically, the world, no one says anything that isn't just fact or opinion. Like there's no such thing as really imagination. So all of their entertainment is actually like their idea. Like people go to the movies to watch people read a story or like from history. Somebody writes a script that basically just tells you what happened and somebody reads it. And that's a movie.
Damn.
And it's not until Ricky Gervais realizes, or like one, he's been fired from being one of these writers, and then he goes to the bank to try and get like his last, he knows he has $300 in his account and he knows that's all he has. He's trying, he has to rent a truck because he's being evicted. And so he goes to the bank and their system is down. And all of a sudden they ask him, well, how much money do you have in your account? And it, like the little ding in his brain goes off and he said, like, oh, $800. And then their system comes up and they're like, oh, that's funny, sir. It says that our system says that you only have $300. And he starts to be like, oh yeah, sorry. And then they're like, oh, sir, let me get you your $800. I'm sorry about this mistake.
Oh, cool.
So like everything he says now, no matter what, people believe it because they don't know any concept of somebody not telling the truth.
That is awesome.
So I forgot what I was talking about. That was something I watched the other day. I hadn't watched it in years. It's a movie that's like really awesome as an idea, but like it's not that great of a movie. That kind of made me think of that. Like that's what we'd be like. It would be people just talking.
But I think like, cause that's kind of also the idea behind different radio shows too. Like in the morning, if you drive to work in the morning, and you listen to any of those radio shows, it's kind of the same thing, you know, like it's entertaining though. Cause they talk about pretty entertaining shit. Like they have like something on some of them where like people went on dates and then never heard back from the person again. So they call the person to see what happened. Like, why didn't they want to go out again? Hmm. Which always it's always very interesting. There are some reasons where you're like, yeah, that's a reason. And then there's some where you're like, yeah, okay, that's a cop out. But that's always really fun.
Yeah.
And I think that, yeah, but stuff like that will be more.
I told a story about that last season premiere of this show. That was, and it was like the time when I actually did the, it was like the only time where I've actually been the one to be like, nah, that's okay. We're not going to. And I wasn't really ever, I don't know if I was ever really super honest about that to her as to why. Like, it was just like, there was nothing there. But, you know, I was also a fucking wreck, so. But that's.
Some of them are just that. Some of them are just like, they don't feel it. They're just like, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah. I've never not been a wreck, though. So that's kind of another issue entirely. But you know what? Let's, I unearthed the story. It was actually on my Facebook memories. So, and so it was exactly 6 years ago that I had this story. I'm going to, you know the drill. I read the story. Since when does suggesting a movie constitute flirting? According to my friend Sprout, who I keep hoping to get on the show. That's why I'm calling. She has an awesome story. I just can't seem to get her on here. According to Sprout, it's when I suggest a movie to a semi-attractive female student. So yeah, this is when I worked at the Everest College. What Sprout fails to realize is that attraction has little or nothing to do with it. I just appreciate good cinema. Maybe it didn't start off entirely innocently. Granted, the woman in question was an incoming student, and she had impossibly long legs. Of course, I'd noticed you couldn't miss them. She was like a gazelle, and I was the lion. I don't know, damn jungle metaphors. The point is that I'm not blind, but I know enough not to be overt or make any sort of inappropriate comments or advances. Past lessons learned. This is going to, now this part of the story is going to be very dated at this point. I don't remember how the conversation began, but it came around to the awesomeness of Kevin Spacey. We can't really talk about Kevin Spacey being awesome anymore, can we?
No, we definitely, definitely should not and cannot. That is something that we can no longer. Nope.
All right, so prepare to feel icky. people always talk about American Beauty as his real tour de force performance. He did win an Oscar for The Usual Suspects, and Seven might not have had the impact it did had it not been for his portrayal as John Doe. However, I'm going to point to my favorite Spacey role, that of swimming with sharks. The student mentioned how much she liked Horrible Bosses, and I said if she liked watching Spacey belittle an underling, she needed to check out Swimming with Sharks. This is a totally reasonable recommendation to make, seeing as we were talking about Spacey. I swear to God, this is the last time the name will be mentioned. I'm feeling very weird about it.
Yeah, it's getting kind of like the word moist. Ugh.
It's sort of like when I worked at that same place, I was there the day that like Michael Jackson died, and I remember being really upset about it. And I can't be upset about that anymore, thanks to Leaving Neverland.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, how do you separate it? You can't.
You can't, not anymore. Nope.
I mean, to be fair, I was still listening to Thriller the other day, but you know, I tried not to think about it. There was no one left in the line, so it wasn't like we were holding up business. She and I haven't exchanged more than 10 words since her first day, so the whole thing was benign. Shut up, Sprout. On the other side of it, I had, so it wasn't just like I can tell you now, six years later, this was not innocent. But maybe I convinced myself otherwise then, but it doesn't matter. Cause like I said, I never actually talked to her since. Now, on the other hand, a different female student gave me a Valentine. It was a small packet of those red Starburst, AKA the good flavors. Nothing says love like sucking a lemon flavored turd square.
A lemon flavored turd square. Oh my God.
I go open the candy when I notice a blue post-it attached. It says something to the effect of wanting to get to know me and her phone number. Ugh. I decided against eating the candy since I was not about to accept the sentiment.
Makes sense. That's fair.
I had heard this student on numerous occasions and against my will, talking on the phone about her foster kids and the like. Admirable to be sure, but I am not jumping at the chance to get involved in that mess. Sprout just said I'm no fun as a result of that comment. If foster kids are fun, this would have been a barrel of monkeys. This was more like a barrel of monkeys flinging poop at each other. That's not my idea of fun.
No.
Students are at the school for 10 months, and I had no idea how many more this student still had at the school. I dreaded having to deal with this nonsense over Valentine's Day weekend. I was grateful for a 3-day weekend so that there was one less day to have to talk about this. But I was lucky. That student only had 1 week left of school before she was done, and we never had to talk about it. She and I are probably both glad she waited as long as she did. Sometimes work finds me elsewhere. A couple of years ago, I tried a new doctor's office because the general practitioner that I was going to used to prescribe Metamucil for every ailment.
Got a headache? Metamucil. Can't sleep? Metamucil.
Yeah, literally. it was like that all the time. I'm like, this makes no sense. He was a crackpot. I went into this new office, and I recognized one of the medical assistants as a former student from Evers College. Like Carl the janitor in the Breakfast Club, I am the eyes and ears of this institution. People have conversations that I really don't want to hear at huge volumes, so I can't avoid them. There's a connection in my mind between that school, the drama I hear, and the drama on the daytime talk shows that the school advertises on. And this isn't just in Illinois. When I went to Florida, and I don't watch daytime TV. I never really have. But when I was on vacation, like when I landed in Florida, I remember being in my hotel room just watching TV, and an Elvis College commercial came on during Maury Povich. I'm like, that explains so much. Because it always felt like Maury or Jerry Springer when I was in, because people were just always arguing with each other over stupid shit. Therefore, when it infringes on my life away from work, I flee. That medical assistant may be the best one ever, but I won't know because for all I know, she was one of the many that complained daily about her baby daddy and shouted expletives. That office is closed to me now forever. I can't even go to the Walgreens around the corner from me, within walking distance. This is an immense inconvenience for me, but I do it because the irritation far outweighs the convenience. My last trip to the pharmacy, I saw two former students. Mind you, unlike the medical assistants that I see every day, I generally only see pharmacy tech students on their first day and never again. But not these two jamokes. I went to pick up my prescription, and the guy at the counter asked, "Aren't you from Everest?" "Yeah," I respond, not wanting to go any further with that. "Hey," he says to the other guy, "it's the guy from Everest. The bookstore guy." I didn't realize I was such a celebrity that my mere presence warrants a "hey, look, it's" deal. This is likely the only time in my life that I will know how Miley Cyrus feels. Not that I'm going to ride a wrecking ball naked or anything. Probably not anyway. Doesn't this violate HEPA? You can't just go around a pharmacy pointing and yelling, "He's over here," can you? Beatlemania in the pharmacy. In 7 years of working at that school, I became friendly with exactly one person, and that was in year one. She was cute. She gave me her Facebook info, and we became quote-unquote friends. She went into the military, and after a couple of years, I was eventually unfriended. See, this is how we tie it together, Ashley. This is how the pros do it. I was eventually unfriended or lost or whatever happens when you don't really know someone. It wasn't anything I said directly to her, as I didn't really say much to her at all. It very well could have been something I posted on my wall, seeing as I write some tasteless shit sometimes. Really, it's true, and I'm okay with that. I don't need nor want my full-time work to encroach on my spare time. So to the next student, well, this won't happen now, but so the next student that bats her eyelashes or whatever, it's not you, it's not me, it's my work. I leave it where it is, where it can't touch me.
And that is a good idea.
And now, literally, it can't touch me.
Because you said that school's closed since, right?
Oh, all of them are closed.
Yeah, okay. I remember that happening now. That's funny. So the thing was being unfriended by somebody, not knowing why the hell you were.
Yeah, it was weird because, like, I'll still get, you know, in the memories, it'll still get, I'll occasionally see, like, a really old one. Be like, "Hey, you know," like, you know. It's just weird that those things pop up when people you aren't even friends with anymore.
Or also what it does is it, like, you can click on the memory, you can see who commented on it, and then go click on some of their names, and you're like, "Oh, that person unfriended me. Okay, cool." Like, do you ever do that? Like, find out, "Oh, yeah, that's why they haven't commented lately. We're not friends anymore."
Yeah. Well, actually, most of the time, I don't even realize it. There have been really those rare times when I'm like, "Hey, what the fuck? I never said anything to this person."
Right.
And then I just get over it really quick. But yeah, it's just those random things.
I didn't used to. I used to like really like dwell on shit like that. But like even this thing back a couple of days ago with my friend's dad who unfriended me, I'm like, I don't, like, I cared for a minute. I was like, "Oh, that's kind of weird. Why would he?" And that was it. I went to bed and slept fine.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Because I know I didn't say anything to him.
I feel like the whole rest of the world has to get on my wavelength. Wait, what's going on here? Hold on. Somebody just walked up to my door here. They should read the sign. It says... And I have all the lights off. I'm just going to tuck behind my computer. Okay, she's leaving. I don't understand. So I work in a storage facility. What the fuck do you need to get out of your storage unit now? Like, unless you've got some goddamn like air hockey table or some shit you need to get out. "Oh, we're so bored. You need to play some air hockey." I don't know why I said air hockey. That is the most random thing I could think of.
Because that would be something people would do right now. Because it's kind of the time to do the random shit that you never did. Because you didn't have time. Because now you do.
But literally, I saw somebody come here earlier, and all they did was take two chairs and leave. You can't have that many.
Like, what?
In your house. What do you need two more chairs for?
Yeah, what the hell is that about?
I'm really... So, all right. So that was a weird story.
I don't know. It was, but like you were saying about, you like, oh, people have to just get on my wavelength. And I'm like, I don't necessarily expect people to do that. But if you can't get on my wavelength, then you probably shouldn't be on my social media. It's kind of how I feel, you know?
I don't know. It's kind of like, it's more to the point of like, I am who I am at this point. I think in my early 20s, I sort of lost that. I was like, you know, at that point I was like totally broken. And then when I sort of started to realize that I liked who I was before that, like, I was like, why am I worried about this? Like, why am I, like, I've had people try, or, well, you know, I've had women be like, you know, say shit like you can't say, what did she used to say? You can't talk to me the way you do to your guy friends. And I was like, I talk the way I talk. I talk, you know, am I going to call, you know, when you're younger, you're a little less tactful. So, you know, my friends and I would call each other, you know, derogatory terms that I won't really say anymore. But, you know, obviously, like I wouldn't call like my girlfriend like a homo or something like that.
You know? Yeah, no. But like other things, it's like, yeah, it's kind of like how I feel too. Well, people are who they are, and if you don't like who somebody is, then bye.
Yeah.
Like
this need that, like, we're made to feel like, or people are made to feel like they need to censor themselves. You know, there's a certain point, sure. Like, nobody should be going around talking about, like, and I think I talked about this on another episode where, and this is, yeah, I was like 20 or 21 years old working as a manager at this place, and a guy at my, just a customer in my place of work was talking about like uncles molesting their, or not even uncles. It was just like, just talking about child molesting in general. And like, and there were kids there and that set me off. I'm like, no, get the fuck out of here. This isn't the place for that.
Well, yeah. Yeah. No, there's certain things that are just not appropriate. Like just for sure. Not appropriate.
But sometimes I like to believe that nothing is like, so is sacred. You know, anything should be allowed to be made fun of if it's all just in good fun.
Yes.
Like I tend to try and not mean, or I tend to not mean things, but you know, I know that my delivery, people often can't tell. People think I'm an asshole just because I don't like, like, you don't understand how sarcasm works. You're supposed to say it this way. I'm like, no, I say things I say things sarcastically, but it doesn't mean I have to play up the sarcasm.
No, it doesn't. And that's like kind of the idea, like making jokes out of things. That's kind of the idea behind Cards Against Humanity, right? Like there's a lot of stuff in there where it's like, whoa. Like,
right. It's a room full of people just coming up with the worst shit they can possibly think of. And then also thinking of like really nice things, and then you have to combine them, and that I love that game because like I don't know that that's kind of my taste in humor, I guess.
Yeah, and it is funny, even no matter how awful it is, it's funny. Like, come on, you know, like obviously nobody feels that way in real life. It's just, well, some people do, and not nobody, but like there's certain things where it's like, okay, we don't think this way. It's just funny.
That's like, I it's so weird that in that setting, anything can be funny. Whereas, Memoriam had, Nick Mataragas and Amanda Davila, another regular on this show, we've been doing, or we had done some live shows. And one of the things that Nick wanted to do was this. He wanted to write, or he had a joke in a piece where it was basically, it was just about AIDS and, or something like that. Or no, it was about cancer or something like that. I'm like, Nick, I think in general, the old rule probably is true that cancer isn't funny.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, yeah, there's certain things like disease, like really bad stuff like that. Not, you know.
But it's really ridiculous. We're having this meeting at Amanda's place, and her roommate, Brittany, who I guess hadn't seen me in a while, comes over and like, hey, you look like you lost some weight. I'm like, oh, that's not possible. And she's like, no, you really do. You looked at her. I'm like, well, maybe I have cancer. And then that got a laugh in the room. And I'm like, okay. And I turned to Nick and I'm like, you see, Nick, I guess I was wrong. Cancer can be funny. Just you can't make it funny.
You just can't make it funny, but I can't.
Well, I guess it's different because I'm talking about myself.
Like okay. So, yeah. No, there's certain things too. Like, that's like certain people can make like jokes about other, about a race that is their own race. And sometimes it's funnier when they do it than it is when someone who's not does it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's things you're allowed to say. And I know that I used to be a big fan of, I know that I can't anymore. I can't make retard jokes. I used to be a big fan of them, but I understand why I can't.
Yeah.
Now, you ever watch A Facts of Life?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Blair's cousin who had cerebral palsy?
I do.
She can make all the jokes about cerebral palsy she wants. I can't.
Yeah, and people will think it's funny coming from her, but from you or from me or someone like us, they'd be like, wow, are you an ass? And we'd be like, oh.
Actually, I would really like to hear you tell some cerebral palsy jokes.
I don't know any. I don't know any.
I don't know that there really are any. I just
I think that's something, if you can come up with a joke about that, I feel like you kind of deserve to be able to deliver that, because I don't think that there's any like real jokes about that. But like right now, we know you're talking about like cancer is not funny. Coronavirus is funny. People are making coronavirus funny. And that's pretty serious right now too.
Yeah. A friend of mine posted a thing about how, he was listening to Disarm by Smashing Pumpkins. I think it was like the 26th anniversary or something. I'm like, why is this a thing? Why is the 26th anniversary of some random, maybe it wasn't 26. I don't remember what the hell the year was, but it was just the anniversary of Disarm. I'm like, why is that a thing? Who's marking the time that Disarm by Smashing Pumpkins came out? But he's like, is it wrong that I started thinking to myself, let me see if I can find it. But he was talking about the words of it. This is the same friend who is constantly seemingly trying to get himself kicked off of Facebook, because all he ever does is go on Trump, go on, make anti-Trump quote, comments on everything. Oh, so is it bad that while listening to Disarm by Smashing Pumpkins, my mind changed the lyrics to Corona in me is Corona in you. Pass this virus over to you. And then my comment was, that song is a virus. I would rather have coronavirus than actually have to hear that song.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. I'm like, this is so, like, people are not as offended. Some people are, but most people are not as offended by jokes about coronavirus as they are about things like, and coronavirus is killing a lot of people too, as they are about like, you know, cancer, things like that, that are deadly as well. It's like, and I think it's because people, you know, this is something that's got everybody pretty much in quarantine. Like even if people work, when they go home, they just stay home because, you know, you can't really go anywhere. So I think it's just something to kind of distract people. So that's how come they're finding it more funny.
I wish I could say the same. After I leave work, I have to go to the grocery store.
The grocery store is a really scary place right now. People are so intense. People are literally wearing like masks, and it's.
I'm gonna wear gloves. I wear a hoodie everywhere now. Not that that's that much of a change. But I'm gonna wear gloves. I don't know if I'm gonna wear a mask. A mask doesn't really do anything.
No, the ones that, like, I think people are using still those paper ones that don't do much.
I saw a dude with a gas mask.
That's very intense.
And that, and this is while I was still working at the liquor store, and he kept asking me questions. I'm like, I can't hear you, dude. Find your white claw by yourself, because I can't help you.
Well, that's the thing too. You can't expect people to be able to talk to you while you have that mask on. Like, you know, if you don't know what you need and you need to ask somebody a question, you can't be in there with that mask. You just can't.
Furthermore, just get the
phone. Well, that's my thing too. It's like, if it's, and it is scary, but if it's to the point where you have to buy a gas mask and wear that, then just have things delivered. You can have anything delivered to your home now.
Yeah. And the thing is with the grocery store, like, I guess all the Instacart people, a lot of Instacart people are sick now. So
No.
A lot of people turn to Instacart because, you know, they don't have any other employment. So they don't have a choice. So, like, for me to go into the grocery store, I don't really want to do it, but it's that, or like, I know that yesterday I looked into ordering stuff from the grocery store online and won't arrive until the first.
Like, because it's all backed up now because everybody's doing it.
Right. So I'm like, oh, fuck. So I made like a really abbreviated list and I'm going, and I don't even know if I'm going to be able to, I may have to steer clear of the deli. I'm probably not going to go to the deli. I probably will just get anything that's packaged.
We usually like deli meat, but now.
Yeah.
We're just getting like, you know, the singles.
Craft singles? Oh, no.
Those are pretty. No, you can get the other stuff too, though.
The prepackaged, yeah. I've got to get a Chihuahua cheese block.
Yeah, but they have those pre-packaged too. Yeah, mostly.
And then I will put like six of them together, fuse them. No, I'm not going to do that. That'd be weird. It's a party platter for,
that's neat,
for no one, because no one can come over.
Yeah, especially because, like you said, since you have Crohn's, like my friend Megan has that too. Nobody can go over there. Her parents couldn't even go over there for her birthday last Saturday.
They can't. Yeah, you can't do anything. There are still people getting, there are still people getting together, which I find weird. Hell, we got that invitation today for our friend's daughter's birthday.
Okay, when is that supposed to be?
It's like middle of April. Like, do you really think that this is going to go away by then?
No, it's not. Because so far, the schools that I work for, so far, the 22nd, I think, or the 21st is the first day of April so far that they're letting them go back, which I don't know, because there's like 900 kids in a lot of these schools. I don't think by April they're going to be able to. I think that's tentative.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even know that there was a date that anyone had said where they were going to go back. I kind of just, I've been under the assumption, I guess I've just been under the impression now that things will go back to how they were when they do.
Yeah, well, that's that one doctor that works with, when Trump goes on TV and talks, that one doctor that's there with him said the virus is going to decide when the world goes back to normal.
Right.
So
the one who puts has his head in his hands because he can't believe that he has to stand with this complete boob.
Yes. Him. He's like, I think he feels like his brain cells are starting to deplete from having to stand there with him.
It deteriorates every time he has to go out there with him.
Yeah.
Because I remember watching some of the early ones and everybody's like, yeah, we're all in this together. And now he's just like, oh God.
He's like, can I just talk? Can you just stand here and I'll just talk?
He has to jump in like, yeah, we'll be another 10 days. Everything will be great. Like, no. We're not ready to say that yet.
Yeah.
Everybody go back to work. I need to, I want to go to the electronics store. Like, nope. Can't.
That's not how it works, man. No.
As it is, like, my office is supposed to I think at one point we had that our office was going to reopen on April 8th. Okay, good luck with that. In the meantime,
so that's like things that close in Chicago too, specifically in Chicago. She was saying at one point too, sometime in April. Now she's just saying these things are closed until further notice. So she's not really giving, the mayor's not really giving a date because they don't know, just until further notice.
That's the only way to do it. So we're going to keep trying to churn out our content. Hopefully maybe with this podcast, Ashley with her unfiltered rants.
Rantisodes. I love those.
And, you know, you go for like like 3 or 4 minutes or something like that. So it's not like, it's not a huge time commitment if you can't tear yourself away from the new season of Ozark.
I think that the longest video of mine is 6 minutes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Are they getting longer?
No. I think the first one was 550-something, and the second one was 3-something, and then the third is 6. Yeah.
Wow. I was going to say, like, you don't have to give him one, like, every day.
No. Gave him 3 this week, so I think he's good for a while.
Well, he already posted 2 of them. If you don't, like, I'm going to try and record more episodes of this, like, in the next week, but I want to basically build up enough so I can do, like, 1 a week for the next, who knows. Because, spoiler, this is probably the last season of Unfucking Relatable. I don't know how much longer I can do this show. Depends on if we're all in quarantine for the foreseeable future, and my workplace will allow me to keep, mind you, I'm sitting, our office is video surveilled, but I am sitting in the blind spot. So they have no idea what I'm doing.
Yes. Best way to do things.
So yeah, if the sound quality is not good, what we usually do, that's tough shit. Cause not everybody has podcasting equipment and, we can't do these in a studio, or anything else. I mean, listen to the radio, but that's how it is too. I'm not spinning records here. That would be awesome if you did that.
But they're doing the radio shows the same way now that we're doing this, I think, right? They do it from their homes for the most part. Yeah.
And only, like, you know, people who ever invested in any kind of equipment, you know, sound like, I mean, I was listening to I listen to sports talk, and man, the shows just sound like garbage now. But that's the reality we're in now. I think the show's still going to sound hopefully better than that. So,
because they don't know how to do that. That's why they've never had to do it that way.
We are DIY, big time. Just, well, that's the way I do everything. Follow Memoriam Development YouTube channel. Feel free to comment on Ashley's unfiltered videos. I have a cover song up there that I did, a coronavirus version of a Misfits classic.
Nice.
Whatever that means to you. That probably also doesn't sound that great. I recorded it in the back room at work here. It's what we do now. Feel free to comment, rate this show on your podcast platforms. Ashley,
again. We will be back and I will have more rantisodes coming up soon.
Rantisodes. See, that's better. I like that already better. You need to start doing some when you're drinking though.
Yes, I do. I should start doing some drunken ones.
We were supposed to do for this season, there is a board game. It's a drinking game that we were supposed to do. I don't know if we
can,
I don't know if we can somehow do it over this. It would be really weird. But also, people have been asking. There were some live episodes we did way back in like October. We are at the end of March now, so those will be coming out soon-ish too. So we're not gonna, just because we are alone, we can be hashtag alone together.
Oh, I like that. Hashtag alone together. I like that.
I saw it on a commercial on Hulu.
yeah.
And you know, it just because the world has done everything possible to divide us, like coronavirus, electing Trump, and I mean, we're still going to be here for you.
And we're still going to put up all the good content that you guys need.
Whether you like it or not.
Exactly. You need it. You know what's good for you.
Well,
love you guys.
Not those of you who voted for Trump. You don't know what's good for you.
Definitely not. Not gonna lie.
I'm going to do a little weird or a little different send-off. This is our life now, and it's up to you to laugh at it or not. So hope you will.
Whether you laugh at it or not, it's still your life. So keep that in mind.
Yes. It almost sounded like I was saying ravioli your life or something like that. But hashtag ravioli your life.
That should be the name of this episode, ravioli your life.
Now I want ravioli. Well, now I know what I'm going to the grocery store for. Thank you, Ashley, for joining me. Hopefully we'll get you on again soon.
Sure.
And even though I just did the sign off, bye.
Bye, friends.
If you're going to sneeze, get in your sleeve. All this COVID-19 blows. I need at least 6 feet of space when I'm going to the store. Ooh, baby, stay inside. Quarantine is temporary. You don't need so much toilet paper. In COVID moments, we need to foment. Water in soap pans for 20 seconds.
Memoriam Development.